One look at the recent arrivals shelf at Carmichael's Books in Louisville, and I knew something was up.
Well, these are all three have been very popular.
Co-owner Michael Boggs reads some new titles.
The first one's White Trash, Nancy Eisenberg. The End of White Christian America, Robert P. Jones. And then this has been the surprise, because this actually hit the Times bestseller list. Hillbilly Elegy, J.D. Vance.
Boggs has been in the book business nearly four decades, so he's seen publishing trends come and go. This trend seems to be getting at something long ignored by authors on the country's coasts, the deep discontent and simmering resentment among white workers in Middle America. I spoke with three authors who take very different approaches, statistical, personal, and historical, to explore why things aren't working out well for white workers. Robert P. Jones of the Public Religion Research Institute uses demographics to explain what he calls the end of white Christian America.
If we go back just two election cycles ago to 2008, when Barack Obama was first running for president, the country was a solidly majority white Christian country. 54% of the country identified as white and Christian in 2008. That number today from our latest surveys is 43%. And with that really passing from the scene, that sense of anxiety and dislocation was actually underneath what was fueling so many of our debates.
Do you see what you're describing there playing out in the Trump campaign and Trumpism?
Yeah. Well, Donald Trump has essentially converted these values voters into, I've argued, into nostalgia voters. His slogan, this kind of Make America Great Again, that last word again, really does harken back, I think, to a time when white Christian churches and people had much more power in the culture than they have today.
Jones says there's a sense of loss and fear seeping into public debate and not nearly enough conversation among people of different races. Churches, which could provide common ground, remain highly segregated.
So when Martin Luther King said that 11 a.m. on Sunday morning is the most segregated hour in American public life, that's largely still true. The average white person in America, their close social friendships are 93% white. So when it comes to these thorny issues of, Black Lives Matter and police violence, there's just not that many people who have much opportunity to really have conversations across these divides.
Where Jones leans on statistics, J.D. Vance's Hillbilly Elegy draws on his personal experience in small-town Ohio and Kentucky. It's a searing account of a childhood amid the chaos of his mother's addiction and a family often torn by abuse and financial insecurity. Vance told me that it wasn't an easy book to write.
Yeah, it definitely was difficult to write about it, but the motivation is that I thought people didn't really appreciate the scope and the scale of the challenges that existed in a lot of these families. And if I wanted to show people what those problems really looked like, there wasn't a better way for me to open up my own life and my own family and say, look, this is what it looks like when you're really struggling to get ahead.
We spoke via Skype. Vance says he thinks a lot of rural Americans are voting out of a sense of despair.
Folks are really struggling with heroin. Families are breaking down, increasing mortality rates and so forth. They don't believe anymore in the promise of the American dream. They don't believe that hard work can connect them to better opportunities, because they just don't believe that no matter what they do, that they're going to have a better life.
To what degree do you think the problems of this area and the things you've been describing are best addressed at the personal family level or best understood as structural problems?
Well, it's both, I think. I think it's very hard to tease out what is structural and what is personal. I'd like us to think about the ways in which the way that we conduct our lives can be detrimental to our kids. I think all of these things matter. And what's also really important is that policymakers recognize that they can put the thumb on the scale for these folks.
Vance's memoir has struck a chord. He's on the bestseller list and appears in opinion pages and on cable news shows to explain Middle American woes. But historian Nancy Eisenberg cautions that Vance might place too much emphasis on individual choice.
Blaming it on family dysfunction, blaming it on drug addiction, misses that these are rooted in economic dislocation.
Eisenberg's book, White Trash, is subtitled The 400-Year Untold History of Class in America. She traces the historic use of terms like crackers, sandhillers, and clay eaters right up to today's white trash. All were used to make poor working people of the rural South and Appalachia seem like a different breed.
We really begin to see this focus on how they are a group of people who have so many defects that somehow they can never be assimilated into normal society. And this is a really important argument. This is how Americans can ignore class. If you claim that no education, no charity is actually going to help uplift these people because of their derelict ways, essentially, then you can write them off.
So what do you think is the main lesson from history to help us make sense of what we're seeing in politics right now with this surge of sometimes angry populism?
Yeah, I think we have to realize that class has a geography, that where you're born, the neighborhood you live in, automatically gives you a class advantage. And today, this is a statistic that really shocked me. Today in the United States, upper middle class parents pass on 50% of their wealth to their children. It means that we are imitating old world aristocracies, where the most fundamental determinant of whether you succeed in this country, as more sociologists have proven, has to do with the wealth and privileges that come from your parents and your ancestors. So we are not a land of equal opportunity. Hard work is not enough to get ahead. And that's one of the things that I think Americans often don't want to talk about.
Eisenberg, Vance, and Jones all agree on one point. The white working class issues driving this rancorous election will not go away on Election Day. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Jeff Young in Louisville.